This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis has signed a police reform bill that aims for more accountability in policing. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Under the law, officers must employ new standards on how they use lethal and non-lethal force. It requires more reporting and transparency around when officers use force, as well as the perceived race of the suspects they stop. Democratic State Senator Rhonda Fields says lawmakers heard the calls from the protesters in the last month.
So together, I just want the people of Colorado to know that we heard your cry. And because of your cry, we've made a huge difference as it relates to enhancing transparency, integrity, and accountability and law enforcement.
Most aspects of the new law take effect immediately. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Elementary school students in Jefferson County will be able to attend class in person 5 days a week this fall. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports the district released an updated plan.
Families can opt for either in-person full-time learning or all remote. Initially, Jeffco planned for a mix. At a recent board meeting, a stream of parents said their children are suffering while away from the classroom. Brittany Dunn is a mother of four. She says many parents are willing to sign liability waivers if it helps reopen schools.
Sitting our kids in front of screens hours a day is not an appropriate education for the majority of students.
Cherry Creek School District, southeast of Denver, has a similar plan. Both districts will finalize plans for middle and high school students later this summer. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, Donald Trump uses culture wars to fire up his base, but that strategy may be losing its punch as social attitudes and policies on race and identity are shifting. Then Detective Mary Lou Armour of the Santa Rosa, California Police Department died of COVID-19 at the age of 43. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And we head to Gunnison County in 10 minutes, where black people are less than 1% of the population, yet hundreds rallied recently for social and racial justice. Members of the black community in Gunnison talk about race relations in a rural mountain town. That's in 10 minutes. 64 in Denver, 63 in Vail, 63 in Pueblo. You're listening to CPR News.